Rogue Angel, Forbidden City is a Graphic Audio production. Copyright 2007, Alex Archer. Production copyright 2007, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, James Lewis, Thomas Penny, M.B. Van Dorn, Jeff Baker, Michael Replogle, Dylan Lynch, Kate Torrey, Michael Glenn, and Mort Shelby. Additional red shirts performed by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing by Carlos Anderson, Brian Rogers, and Chris Rowan. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Rogers, Dan Smith, and Johann Detweiler. The Rogue Angel theme was composed by Chris Rowan. Book adapted for graphic audio by Matt Jacobs. If you enjoyed Rogue Angel, be sure to look for Simon R. Green's Deathstalker series, available at Road Stops Everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net.
The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
How are the chocolate-covered ants, Arnold?
Scrum, says Heather. I can hardly taste the ants.
And what are these, Perry?
That? Ooh, let me see. I think it's Japanese beetle, Cajun style.
Ooh, I love Japanese food.
How does it taste?
Crunchy.
We pulled it off. Admit it.
Okay, we pulled it off. Let's see if it lasts.
Are you kidding me? Insects are forever. They'll outlive us all.
What is that?
Tomorrow's prophet's exercising. Whew, what's this?
Did someone order bees?
Nobody ordered bees. Open it up and see what's inside. Hell is making it buzz like that?
It sounds like a bees. Bees.
I know it sounds like bees, but it's empty.
What? Bad.
Let's get the hell out of here!
I'm with you! Sacre Dieu! I am undone!
The victim would appear to have ingested toxic levels of bee venom during the last meal. They died of anaphylactic shock, a condition normally the result of allergic reaction to bee toxin or from massive bee stings.
Then why did the patrons also succumb?
Perhaps they didn't eat the same foods.
Were traces of bees found in the victim's stomachs?
I'm no entomologist, but the stomachs of the three victims were packed with insect materials, including antennae, carapaces, legs, and other such matter. Digestion had begun, and bees lack the horny outer bodies of other insects on the menu.
Bees usually die after they sting. Why were no bees found in the premises?
I can only conclude that the victims ingested every morsel of the bee delicacy that unfortunately fell them.
Destroyer 107. It's buzzing with excitement.
You are safe now, but your world faces terrible danger. Please heed that warning, too.
When archaeologist and TV personality Anya Creed encounters paranormal activity during a dig in New Mexico, she happens upon a metaphysical revelation that could change the world.
Is something happening at one of the casinos?
Oh no, they're pilgrims and paranormal investigators. They're here about the Santo Niño.
Santo Niño?
It means holy child.
Who or what is this holy child?
A young man appears by the side of the road with his thumb out. Although he's long-haired and bearded, and maybe a bit scruffy in appearance, a kindly motorist stops and picks him up. The young man is very polite and very friendly, and then his manner turns grave. He warns of some impending disaster, usually global in scale. The Santo Niño may have engendered the vanishing hitchhiker.
But there are those that see Anya as a threat and desire the secret that she alone possesses.
So you have done me the honor of taking my warning seriously, Eminence.
Just so. I myself spoke to God's Hound before he left on this mission of his. But I personally took Father Godard aside and charged him to recover this relic.
A very good day to you, Miss Anya Creed. And remember to look behind you.
Why would anybody want to kill me?
Mind if I join you?
Please do. I'm Anya.
Robert Godin. Father Robert Godin.
I'm doing this for my people in the struggle. All my homies are jumping in the hustle. It must have been born.
How is it that you happened by at such an opportune moment?
I was following you, of course.
Why?
Because I fear you have something that does not belong to you.
The sword?
They took him.
Who's they?
They are whoever comes in the night to capture beings like the Santo Niño.
Rogue Angel Number 4, The Chosen.
And now we seem to find ourselves at a New Mexican standoff.
So you need to ask yourself just one question, Padre. Do I feel lucky?
Available now from Graphic Audio.
If you can't find that hot Graphic Audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.